This is Tucker Grace, and you are listening to In Our Own Voices, Amplifying the LGBTQ Community. With me, I have Kurt, and Kurt is a well-known radio DJ and has been a member of our community for many years. Welcome, Kurt.
Sure.
Kurt, can you speak to me about what you think the role is for queer folks in music or producing radio?
When I was growing up and listening to the radio, even though there was fantastic progressive radio, I heard voices that I felt were LGBTQ+, that were sharing experiences that mirrored my own, but things weren't always clearly articulated. And so as a passionate music person, it's always been really important to me, whether I'm writing or playing music, if there's an opportunity to actually directly address sexuality, that's part of someone's aesthetic. And I want that to be part of the conversation. So a big part of my programming as a DJ is making sure that LGBTQ+ artists are always in the mix, that they're a prominent part of it, reinforcing to people that we're here, we're talented, we're all around you, and we're a part of your life already. You just might not notice.
Absolutely. How do you think the landscape has changed for queer folks in music?
I think it's gotten much easier for people to actually be out. I think about somebody like Dusty Springfield, who loved women and simply could not be public about it. Even in the 1980s, when she was dating Carol Pope, she had to be extraordinarily discreet. And it caused her a great deal of pain, emotional pain and creative frustration. And then I look at somebody today like Brandi Carlile and how wonderful it is that she can actually just be out and honest about her marriage and about her wife and about how all of her life factors into her art. And sure, as a great artist, there's still lots of space for your imagination in there, but she's coming from a much more honest place. And she, I imagine, feels a lot more freedom as a result in terms of what she can share with the public.
You are speaking some about being out. Can you speak to me about what you think the importance is of coming out?
Absolutely. I mean, part of it for the individual, I think, is the transformative experience of actually, it's no longer just inside you, you know, you've declared it to the world, and it's terrifying and exhilarating. And in my own personal experience, it certainly makes everything much easier. And that's one of the things that gets me so stoked when I hear or see an artist who perhaps has been vague or elusive in the past take a much more concrete stance, because they're leading by example and they're giving young people or people who are still feeling indecisive and making up their minds, they're showing them what that strength can do for you, and that yes, there will be some downsides, but that ultimately it's going to be so much better.
Lastly, can you tell me about what brought you to this project and what excites you about being a part of this project?
Absolutely. So I've worked at a couple of community radio stations over the years, and I've done podcasts that emphasized LGBTQ artists. But in radio, I've never had a chance to share other people's stories. I've been able to share their art, but I've never been able to ask them, talk with them about who they are, how they got to this point in their life, the things they're passionate about, the things they want to do in their community. I'm just super stoked to have a platform to really share great stories out of the LGBTQ+ community.
I want to thank our guest today, Kurt. This is Tucker Grace, and you've been listening to In Our Own Voices, Amplifying the LGBTQ+ Community.